This hour of The Rush brought to you by Burke Financial, personalized home equity solutions in as little as an hour. BurkeFinancial.ca, brokerage license number 13111. And for all of you that are writing us at 71010 looking for the names of Jordan Turpin and Jennifer Turpin, as well as the names that, Tamara mentioned, we'll do our best to get those out to you inside the next break. Right now, we want to mention that frontline workers and supporters were gathered today in front of Queen's Park. They're calling on the Ford government to vote in favor of Bill 8, which aims to provide 10 paid sick days and 14 additional days to frontline workers during public health emergencies. That bill, which saw its first reading in October, expected to be voted on in the legislature this week. The current paid sick leave program introduced in April requires employers to provide employees, with up to $200 of pay for up to 3 days. So that's 3 days currently if they miss work because of COVID-19. This program expires December the 31st. Joining us is a palliative care physician, member of the Decent Work and Health Network, Dr. Naheed Dasani. Doctor, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So tell us, I mean, when we're talking about these frontline healthcare workers, who are we talking about, doctor? Because I don't think you're just referring to palliative care physicians or even physicians or nurses when we're talking about this, are you?
Oh, no, yeah. So today, you know, in front of Queen's Park, we joined health workers, nurses, personal support workers, but we also had teachers, early childhood education workers, retail workers, members of the Decent Work and Health Network, and representatives from the NDP, Liberal, and Green Party to say that we're really worried that paid sick days that are currently in existence are expiring on December 31st, and that we need to think about the future as we head into a winter where cases will undoubtedly go up, and we need to legislate 10 permanent paid sick days and 14 additional days during public health emergencies.
So what's the problem that could come about then? Because I'm in Saskatchewan, doctor, and our cases have already flown through the roof. What are you thinking the problem might be in the new year if cases continue to climb in Ontario and these mandatory sick days are not still in place?
Yeah, so we're still fighting a fourth wave, and absolutely cases are on the rise. Moreover, with schools now open and people returning to in-person work, I'm concerned as a health worker about the approaching, you know, seasonal illnesses, COVID-19 spreading, colds and respiratory viruses on the rise. There's concerns that people's immune systems may not have antibodies that are up to date to combat the present flu strain. We also have parents who want to take time off for their children's illness or even to get vaccine appointments without adequate paid sick days. So there's lots of, you know, reasons to advocate for paid sick days. They're a sound public health intervention.
So for me, this is what it boils down to. And you tell me where we've gone wrong. Mm-hmm. We have a government that stands up day after day after day. We have a premier that stands up day after day after day and calls you heroes and calls you champions. So why aren't you getting what it is that you say that you need so desperately?
It's a question I often ask myself as well, in the sense that, you know, this is a government that calls us healthcare heroes and even launched a campaign recently called Working for Workers that really doesn't actually address any of the structural issues that workers are actually asking for in our communities. If anybody from the Ford government is listening or does Ford himself, you know, I just want to say paid sick days is a nonpartisan issue. And all three parties were out to support Bill 8 except the Conservative Party today. The Ontario Conservatives have voted down paid sick days over 25 times to date. If the Premier is serious about working for workers, then legislating 10 paid sick days would be a major step forward and absolutely would be something that would be what workers need and want at this time.
And is the whole point of focusing on the public health emergencies because we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system? Like, why not make this permanent, period, even outside of these emergencies?
Totally, exactly. So we're again asking for 10 permanent paid sick days plus 14 additional days during public health emergencies.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. And it's something that's really important. And actually, you're absolutely right. COVID-19 has shown us how social policies like paid sick days are so important to help people and can keep our community safe. So we are advocating for 10 permanent paid sick days plus 14 additional days during public health emergencies.
So, Doctor, when you say, you know, if there are any members of the Conservative government listening, I can guarantee you that they are. I can, with absolute certainty, tell you there are Conservatives, there are NDP, there are Liberals that are listening. So far, what has been response when you've tried to get answers? Are you just getting stonewalled completely?
Yeah. So, you know, again, I just want to say that today we had members of the NDP, Liberal and Green Party out today at our day of action at Queen's Park. But we got a rejection from the Ontario Conservatives for being there today. And it's really confusing because the idea of paid sick days is not an exotic thought. OECD countries such as Germany, Australia and Switzerland all provide at least 10 employer provided paid sick days. And New Zealand recently expanded their paid sick leave from 5 to 10 days. The Ontario government has an opportunity here to actually be a leader and really stand up for workers. And I really am hopeful that they'll do the right thing.
Yeah, I think this is one of the issues, Dr. Dasani. And Jay, I wonder if you agree with me that at the beginning of the pandemic, way back in the day, was surprising to people that there were all sorts. And I mean, we've been talked about doctors, we talked about teachers in this conversation, but I think about all the folks working in factories around the GTA for private companies who were going to work sick because they didn't have another way. They otherwise they wouldn't be able to pay the bills. So I was surprised at the beginning of the pandemic that there weren't more supports in place to deal with this. It kind of surprises me still that we're having this conversation now. Like I thought we had sort of dealt with that, and now here we are, and it's like, no, we're still dealing with it.
Really well said. I'm surprised that those policies weren't in place before, during, and now. Absolutely. As a health worker, I see the impact that paid sick days have had on the people I care for, including, for example, the caregiver's son caring for his mother with cancer at home by himself, all worked while working 3 part-time jobs in production plants. During COVID, I saw how paid sick days caused people to be sick and end up in the emergency room and then eventually even died in the ICU in my care, potentially, in many cases. And, you know, the Ontario Science Advisory Table has even come out and said that paid sick days are essential and are a big part of, you know, fighting, you know, this pandemic and helping people beyond. So without adequate paid sick days, workers cannot follow basic public health advice to stay home when you were sick. And we saw that during COVID-19, and we should have learned our lessons and implemented the interventions we need to move forward.
In sort of limited conversations that you've had with the Ford government, have you been told at all that, you know, hey, this is the Fed's deal, it's not ours?
Yeah, you know, we've had that as a response from time to time. But again, you know, this is something that is clearly something the provincial government can do something about. It's within their jurisdiction. They have the resources to do it. If they really care about workers, well, then they will.
Are you hopeful? Are you hopeful, Doc? Like, this is going to go anywhere?
You know, you have to be hopeful when you're doing this kind of advocacy work, because if there's no hope, you know, what's the point, right? You have to be optimistic. You have to be hopeful. This is a nonpartisan issue, paid sick days. It is something that affects workers across the board. And so, yeah, I do have hope that the Ontario government still has time, still has an opportunity through Bill 8 to legislate 10 paid sick days. And I'm really hopeful they'll do the right thing.
Doctor,
so if there's people, sorry, I was just going to say, if there's people nodding along in their cars right now, agreeing with you, what would you like for them to do?
I think one thing that you can definitely do is call your MPP and call Doug Ford, especially, and let them know how serious you are about Bill 8 and how you would like them to support Bill 8 when it goes through and is voted on.
Doctor, again, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Dr. Naheed Dasani is a palliative care physician and member of the Decent Work and Health Network.